Om Shanti. So today we are going to start a new series, and the name of the series is Going Beyond Questions. So we have invited questions from all corners of the world, and many questions have come, and through this group discussion we would try to solve those questions. In fact, the topic is to go beyond questions, but we can't go beyond questions if you don't have the answers. So first, answers are needed, and then we will try to go beyond questions. So the first question is, brother, you have told several times to read the Murali in different ways so that it won't get bored. Can you please give or suggest some ways or ideas? This is one sister from Kerala who has asked this question. So what she is asking is, what are the different ways of reading Murali? There are, one thing is different ways of listening Murali, another is different ways of churning Murali, but here the question is very specific. So we will churn, or we will just discuss about 20 different methods of reading Murali. So what are the different methods of reading Murali? The first method is we will cover all the topics, all the aspects. We will see the topic of question from different point of view. So I was just thinking about this question, and I thought of few methods by which we can read Murali. The first method of reading Murali is word method. What is word method? Suppose this is the Sakar Murali, this is today's Murali, okay? Word Murali is, today's Murali, sweet children, follow Srimat, reform your activity and burn your sin away. In order to become a bead of the rosary, remember no one but the Father. So in word method, the first method is word method. You take one word while you are reading the Murali. I am not talking of listening Murali. It's not about listening Murali in a gathering. It's about reading Murali whilst you are alone. So what are the different methods? The first method is word Murali. Whenever you see a new word, first of all, that is known as word method, try to find the meaning of that word in dictionary. What is the exact meaning of that word? One. Or if you don't know, if you don't have dictionary, ask somebody. Because in Murali you will find many new words which you had never found before or never heard before, even in your language. Even in Hindi, Baba uses so many new words, because Murali is a combination of so many different languages. It is a multilinguistic. Hindi is there, English is there, Sindhi is there, sometimes Marathi is there, Nepali is there, Maithili is there, and Urdu is there, and Gurumukhi is there, and Sikh, some part of that is there, or Gujarati words are there. So all these are there. Yeah, Hindi, English are the main language. So many things are there. So many times it's not possible that you know all the words. So word method means focus on the word and try to understand meaning of the word. First meaning, then second, try to take that topic, take that word and start thinking about it. Like the word Srimat has come. What is Srimat? Then try to link what are the different words Baba says. Srimat, Manmat, Parmat. How these three things are linked. So word method means you collect only words, different words from the Murali, and leave the Murali aside. Now once you have read, these are the words: Srimat, Manmat, Supreme Surgeon, all treasures. What treasures? So take one word. So this is known as word method. Second method of reading Murali is sentence method. Sentence method is, there are some beautiful sentences in Murali which you must learn by heart. You have to know them by heart. Like in this Sunday's Murali, there was a very beautiful statement. Those who are merged in the ocean of love cannot get influenced by anyone. So such a beautiful statement. Those who are merged in the ocean of love cannot get influenced by others. So you can convert this into a yoga drill. That day there was a class for double foreigners. We had conducted a drill there. A soul is drowning into that ocean, and the ocean has got different layers. So I thought of this from that statement only. Baba said you get merged in the ocean of love so that you don't get influenced by anyone. So sentence method. Third is method of reading Murali is, you can say, text to drill method. This is a text. Suppose this is a question. Now convert this text into drill. convert the text into drill. Convert a drill and just now, for example, today's Murli, which children does the father automatically protects? Those who are very clean and honest and always true to the father are automatically protected. Those who have falsehood in them cannot be protected. Maya continues to pull them a great deal. Punishment also becomes fixed for them. Now, how to convert this statement? This is a text. Convert this text. You should have this new app of text to drill converter. You have to install this app in your system of soul. So Ashish bhai, you have this app. You need to install this. You will get it from spiritual store. Okay? Not from Google store, but from Baba store. From Baba store, you install this new app, Dhiraj bhai. What is the name of the app? Text to drill converter. Whenever you see any text, convert into drill immediately. How to convert? Like this. I am standing in front of father. Okay? And imagine, see yourself as a person, as an angel, and imagine a heart inside. You can see that heart, okay? You visualize that heart. It's very clean, it's very pure, it's emitting rays. Okay? It's a transparent body, and you have that heart, and it is emitting some rays, and Baba is coming and keeping his hand like this, and there is a canopy is created, a chhatra chaya, a canopy is created, and you are very much protected in this. Such a good yoga. Okay? So you convert this text into drill. This is the third method. Fourth method, visualization method. You are reading the Murli, at the same time you are visualizing everything. Don't just read, visualize. Just imagine this is a detective story. New secret. What happened next? Next. Next. You know, the children, how they watch detective serials. If somebody comes in between, they don't want that person. They just make them person thrust or move away. They are very much in. They don't want to miss a single scene. Because if you miss a single scene, you can't understand the story. You can't understand the story. Suppose, one person is watching a movie. It's a very, very, this movie. What is known as, what are the detective movie or something like that. Suspense movie, right. He is watching that movie for 3 hours. And the movie, all the secrets are getting revealed in last 5 minutes. Okay? So, child is watching like this, with unstaring, unblinking eyes. And that 5 minutes are remaining where he is so excited to know, because the entire secret of the movie is getting revealed in that last 5 minutes. And you are the person, you have not watched the movie and you just keep and sit like this. For you it is not interesting at all. Because you have not watched that earlier 2.5 hours. But he has watched everything. And that's why it's so much, he's excited about it. And you say, what is there? Then he gets to know, yes, he is the murderer. He is so excited. Oh, he is the murderer. While you come just now, you are not interested, means you don't know what has happened. So you don't feel excited. So this excitement is needed. This is also something like a movie. So visualize it. While reading, you start seeing it in front of your eyes. It's moving. It's a visualization. So it's a visualization method. Next method is mental movie method. Something very much similar. First I said visualize it. Means like Baba talks about Satyug. Visualize Satyug. Baba talks about for in this Murli, charitable souls or whatever, any word comes, you just 5,000 years. Imagine that circle in front of you, moving. It's moving. See, Om Shanti Bhavan, there is a circle. Don't just see the circle, see it moving, Gol, like this. It's moving, it's revolving. See that revolving circle. See those deities coming like this and getting transformed. All visualization. So, visualization method. Next is mental movie method. Another is audio method. Audio method is, I am talking about reading. While reading, you have the earphone. You keep the earphone. Hear at the same time read. Two things together. Hearing and reading the same. And use this finger as a pointer. Use this finger as a pointer. This enhances your comprehension, understanding, like this. It improves the concentration. Use this finger as a point, and you can use pen also while reading, or mark important words or sentences. So this is known as audio method. Another method of reading Murali is, how many we finished? 6. Another method is read aloud method. Don't read Murali. Reading aloud, like Om Shanti, the spiritual father explains to you spiritual children, like this. This method is very good for improving pronunciations. For improving pronunciations. Because many people don't understand Hindi. So, most important thing for them is to be able to speak. And one of the principles of speaking is you should have good pronunciation, good command over words. So, if you want to improve Hindi or English, whatever, so read aloud. Read aloud. Arvind bhai, what you have to do every day is to take the English Murali and read it aloud. Not in front of anybody, when you are alone in your room. Okay? Start so that you hear what you are listening, what you are reading. Okay? So one is audio method means you, all the audios you can get from website nowadays. Every day's audio is available. But have the audio at the same time read. Move your finger, whatever you listen to. Because so many senses are involved. Your eyes are involved, your ears are involved, your mouth is involved. 3 senses are involved, so your comprehension, your understanding would be much better. So this is method is known as audio method. Then, name method. What are the different names for Satyug in today's Murali? What are the different names for Kaliyug in today's Murali? What are the different names Baba has talked about himself? What are the different names? What are the different self-respects he has given us? So that is known as self-respect method also. What are the different self-respects? What are the different names in today's Murali? Another is re-reading Murali. See, reading once is never enough. You don't get anything. That's why re-reading means once you finish one paragraph, re-read it. Go back and start reading again. Go back and start reading again. So this is known as re-reading method. Okay? Then what are the other methods of reading Murali? Subjects. Divide the Murali in 4 subjects. Divide Murali in 4 subjects. So that is known as subject method of reading Murali. Then, story method. Yes. Now you convert this Murali into a story. This is very much specific for Avyakta Murlis. Convert Avyakta Murali into complete one story and link it. Link method it is known as. One paragraph linked to another. Few days back I had revised one Avyakta Murali, where entire Murali was converted into an imaginary story which was absolutely false. There never had occurred any such that those 12 sannyasis. Okay? This was absolutely an imaginary story. I was doing evening yoga and I was just thinking of that Murali, and suddenly this arrived in my mind. I should just link it this way. And everything got linked automatically. So, the story of 12 sannyasis. So, you can convert the entire Murali into a story. Avyakta Murali it is easy, but Sakar Murali also it is possible. Only thing is that not directly from there. From here you will have to take out first 10 points. And list those 10 points. Think about them, churn them, and then try to link them. And then convert into. Story is here. Actually, it is a lot of efforts is required. It's not so easy job. It's not going to your auntie's home. So, it takes time. Means you require first the complete mastery of the subject. People say, you are telling very nice stories. From where you are getting the stories? Why you are concentrating on stories? First see how much efforts are required. Story is here, I am telling. First is the mastery. First, about reading so many times. And then understanding, then knowing what is the pattern, what point is coming after this, this after this, this after this, then churning. And then at last, story, whatever stories I tell, that I decide just half an hour before that class. I don't even think of the story any time before, just half an hour before the class, something is automatic. So it's story method. Another is memorization. Whenever you read, people just read and they forget. You memorize. Give some work to this mind. It should be given some work of memorization. Unless and until you memorize things, you just forget. Now, suppose this blessing is there. Or this is the slogan. to renounce sinful action and vices is true renunciation. You memorize it. Repeat it many times in whatever language you want. But repeat it or tell to others. Tell other people. This is there. Relate it to others. So this is very important. Memorization method. So this is known as memorization method. What else you can think of? Visualization, picturization, colorization. All three are similar. First is visualize, picturize, and then colorize. Put colors into that. And convert into different colors. Like Brahma Baba comes, imagine him wearing white. So, visualization, colorization, picturization. All Murli should be converted into pictures. Then, powerful statements you should collect. So, this is known as catching statement. You should note those catching statements. Those are very powerful. Those are life-changing statements. Then, what else? Nagesh bhai, what is the other method of reading Murli? Word method we told. So, okay, slide you can write down words. Then, spiritual tour method. Go on a spiritual tour with father. Go on a spiritual tour. That day, first question was that only. How do you go with spiritual world tour with father? So, different ways. Go on a spiritual tour. So, that is one method. Then, experience method. While reading, experience at the same time. Deep experience. So that your reading Murli turns into a yoga. So that is experience method. Another is self-checking method. You are reading at the same time checking. Now the Murli one word has come. Child, you should not be careless. Check at the same time. At the same time checking method is there. Then what else? Anything else? Question method. Now in Murli there is always one question. So you try to find out about 10 answers. Don't see the answer. 10 answers you find out. This is known as question method. Another is answer churning method. Like one Murli you take and take out about, find 20 questions from that Murli. And then try to churn about on that. First, while reading only, just note down the questions. While reading only, you start noting down the questions. Yes, this is, don't try to find the answer that time. Answer you find out later on. So that is this thing. Question method. So, these are the different methods of reading Murli. Topic we took already told. Sahaya, topic is remaining. Topic. Take out 5 topics from the Murli. Like from today's Murli, what you can take out is from this this thing. Bab Dada has given you children all the treasure to experiment with them. Now the topic is how to experiment with treasures. This is the topic. Give this topic to yourself. Or ask somebody else to give topic to you. You please give me one topic from today's Murli. I want to churn it. Sometimes we are so lazy that we don't want to take out topics. So somebody else you can ask. And people are always willing to give topics because they don't have to churn. They just have to give. To giving topic is very, that's what I do here sitting. Giving topic, you do this. This is quite very easy job. You don't have to do. So easy job it is. Okay. So topic method. So these are the different methods of churning, reading Murli. You can churn more on this topic. Time is getting up, so that's why we are not going to take the next question. The next question was related to subtle body, which we will be taking in the next class. Any other point? Make it very much personal, as if it is for me. It's for me. So make it personal. Yeah. Then? Contrast, yeah, this is another method. Always try to contrast whatever things are coming, what is there in the world and what is in the Murli. What is there in the path of devotion, what is there in this path of jnana. Comparing with devotion. Comparison. Comparative, this is known as comparative method. So, Shambhai just list all the methods, whatever we have, and then we will, maybe it will, about 20 methods must be there. 19? And that is memorization I told. Memorization method. That is known as memorization method. So, experience method, memorization method, realization method. These are the different. This you can say it's a bizarre method. Or you can say little different. No need to start always from above. Start from below. Start from the in between one paragraph. Take one. Sometimes there is no paragraph, just a student Murli. It is all one. Only one paragraph. There is no ending. Sometimes it is difficult. So you can start page wise, or sometimes you can straight away start from Vardhan, from slogan, anywhere. Sometimes you make it little different. You have to make this interesting. Do anything to make it interesting. Otherwise it appears so boring. We know all the words. Father has come, he has come to make impure into pure. We have heard this time and again. So now we have to bring newness. Okay? So these are the different methods of reading Murli. And another thing, where to read? When to read? Mostly this time after Amrit Vela is very good for reading Murli. Okay, reading I am talking. I am not churning or reading. Not listening. Listening is different. And some people have got oral memory. Some have got visual memory. These are the two types of. Some people remember by listening more. Some people remember only when they read. Personally, I can remember Murli only if I read. If you just make me sit and if I read, my oral memory is very less. I feel so. And if I read something, then it's difficult for me to forget. Very strong impression of the words. And always have this thing, hard copy with you. So that you remember the position where it is ending and where it is starting. You tick mark. One is underlining method. There is another method of reading Murli. Underlining method. At the same time you try to underline. Have you ever seen Dr. Hina Murli? Hard copy? You must see it. Shailendra. Different colors. You can use different colors for reading Murli. And dip in color. So this is known as underline method of reading Murli. So these are all the various methods of reading Murli. Okay? And for your information, Brother Ken had given a class, English class. I have not listened that, but I heard it's a very good class. How to interpret, or how to 18 methods of reading Murli or churning Murli. If anybody has that class, you can post that in the group. 18 different methods of churning Murli or analyzing Murli or something like this. It's a very good class. But I think some PDF file is also available of that class. I don't have that. I'll try to find out. But very good class on 18 different methods of churning Murli. Okay? Om Shanti.